My dear faithful in Christ Jesus, today we celebrate the solemnity of the body and blood of Christ, also known as Corpus Christi. It is intended to make us value and appreciate the presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. When we explore today's readings, we see in the first reading Moses making known to the people how much God loves them, the blood of the covenant. And in that a culture, he makes people to make the true covenant with God. So this is how it is taken. He offers the sacrifices and pours half of the blood into a vessel, and then the half of the blood he sprinkles on the peoples. And therefore, he makes the people of Israel a bonded and making a true covenant with God. And then the people of Israel were relieved from their slavery of sin and bondage in the Egypt, and then brought to the promised land. We see in the second reading the understanding of the superiority of Jesus' priesthood. We have heard in the Old Testament that a covenant is made between God and people, Moses being the mediator between them. But here, Jesus himself stands as a lamb of sacrifice, unblemished one. And he offers himself on the cross and sheds his blood on the cross. And therefore, he becomes the bread of life for all of us. And such is the beauty of the high priesthood of Jesus. And then we see in the gospel, Jesus asking his disciples to prepare the Passover. For us too, whenever we partake in the Eucharist, we need the true preparation. I remember when I was a child, my grandmother used to tell, "No, you should not drink water or eat anything before 1 hour of the Mass." And that is true. The reason, we need to take some time and prepare ourselves to partake in the Holy Eucharist, both in body and soul. And today, in the Church's theological understanding in the act of consecration during the Eucharist, the substance of the bread and wine is changed by the power of the Holy Spirit into the substance of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. At the same time, the appearance of bread and wine remains the same. What appears to be bread and wine is now the body and blood of Christ at the level of the substance or deepest reality. This change at the level of substance from bread and wine into body and blood of Christ is called transubstantiation, according to the Catholic faith. We can speak of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist because this transubstantiation has occurred, and it is real, and we all have experienced in our lives. As often I say, the one who tastes the real Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ, will never leave the Church. Always we long to receive Jesus, to receive communion as often as possible. Because whenever we receive Jesus, we resemble Him, we carry Him with us. in our lives. We show Jesus to others. As He comes and dwells in us, we become Jesus for others. And so we behave and we act unlike God's children. And many a times we fail and give lot of lame excuses that I have so-and-so work, or I have something to do at home, and so I don't want to attend the Eucharist. And we fail the greatest gift of God to partake in the Eucharist. My friends, in today's Gospel, we have Mark's account of the Last Supper, and the longer part has to do with the preparation for the meal. That was no hurried getting together, but a sacred event. And this sacred event has been repeated at every Eucharist. Jesus sacrificed Himself once and for all. And whatever we celebrate, the Eucharist is a memorial that has taken place on that Last Supper. Our taking part in the Eucharist required a preparation of both body and soul. The Eucharist is not something that we come to watch. Rather, it is something we come to do. We have to become personally responsible for our response at the Eucharist and not make it dependent on the priest who is presiding. Certainly, the priest can help enormously in getting us involved and in breaking the bread and the Word of God meaningfully. But if I am not disposed, nothing will help. Thus, a meaningful celebration of the Eucharist would mean not only an open disposition and reverent celebration of ritual, but also letting the Eucharist affect our attitude and life. And therefore, we need to become the true disciples of Jesus after receiving the Eucharist and show that trueness and the life of Jesus to others who are not known about Jesus. We are invited today to introspect our attitude towards the Eucharist. I pray that we may all grow in reverence towards the Eucharist and fulfill its missionary dimension to love and serve the Lord by loving and serving one another. May we become the bread of life for others through the Eucharist that we share as one body and one blood in Jesus Christ.